From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Monday, April 13th, 2026. This weekend, 250 people were enlisted in the Arkansas National Guard in a ceremony celebrating the U.S. semi-quincentennial. The ceremony was held Saturday at the MacArthur Museum of Military History in Little Rock. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders administered the oath of enlistment for the new members of the Guard and spoke about the recent deployment of 130 Guard members to the Middle East. Candidate for Secretary of State Brian Norris is planning to refile his suit challenging the results of the March runoff election. Norris had requested a recount in six counties following his loss to State Senator Kim Hammer in the runoff election for the Republican nomination for Secretary of State. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports he filed a lawsuit Thursday claiming Saline County election officials had mishandled ballot boxes and obstructed his attorney's view of the recount. A Pulaski County Circuit judge dismissed the lawsuit on the same day, citing a missing affidavit. The winner of the runoff election for Secretary of State will face Democrat Kelly Grapp and Libertarian Michael Paco in the November general election. Norris has also filed a lawsuit challenging a state law banning exit polling within 100 feet of a polling site. In that case, a federal judge has issued Norris a show cause order. Volunteers serving some of Arkansas's most vulnerable children were celebrated at the state capitol in Little Rock last week. Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, programs served just under 3,000 children last year, serving as a link between the courts and families during child maltreatment and neglect investigations. Republican State Senator Jonathan Dismang thanked advocates for their work.
Hope is one of the most powerful forces to an individual or to a society. And it really is the indicator of the ultimate result of how someone's going to live their lives, what they're going to become, how they're going to reach their goals. And without it, it's almost impossible to be successful on that individual level. Like I said, that looks different for each and every one of us. But in no time in life does it matter more than the life of a child.
Advocates say they are seeking a funding increase from state lawmakers in the ongoing fiscal legislative session since the state's appropriation hasn't changed since 2017. A reduction in funding from the U.S. Department of Justice is also putting a strain on Arkansas CASA programs, with four saying they may be at risk of closing. A shooting at Little Rock's River Market District over the weekend left one person injured. Little Rock police say on Saturday night, just before 11, officers found one person who had been shot. They say their injuries were not life-threatening and they were taken to the hospital for treatment. The victim's age or identity have not been released and no suspect has been named. One person has been fired and another demoted following a review of Arkansas's child abuse investigations after a case of abuse in Mountain Home was not properly investigated following nearly 30 reports to the Division of Children and Family Services hotline. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports that nonprofit Evident Change conducted an independent review of more than 300 cases reported to the division, but that did not receive ongoing support. The review found 8 cases that were flagged as having potential safety concerns. The division says several policy changes are being put in place following the review. Today we have a chance of rain throughout the day, increasing in the afternoon and including potential thunderstorms. Your high today is 82, low tonight 65. For the week ahead, you can expect mostly cloudy skies with rain chances midway through the week. Highs will be in the 80s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.